And joining us right now, because it is Friday morning, and he is Coach Beckler, B-E-C-H-L-E-R. That's at on Twitter, coachbeckler.com, the author of 3 free ebooks, 20-plus years in coaching, men's and women's college basketball, administration. And, Coach, I got to talk to you this morning about an issue that's very prevalent. We just see another prominent college athlete being charged with and sought on a warrant for sexual abuse. You know, in the workplace, it's becoming harder and harder for managers to deal with these very sensitive, very volatile, and very divisive issues related to appropriate and inappropriate contact between males and females. And it's becoming something that managers have to really be on top of, don't they, Coach?
Oh, you're absolutely right, Ali. And you know, there's a lot of things that managers have to constantly be aware of. And you know, that's one of the hot button topics right now. And that's definitely one of the things that managers need to be aware of. Leaders need to be aware of. And yeah, you're right. It's sad to see that. Whether it's in the world of sports or, you know, in the business world. And so, yeah, you know, it's one of those things where a manager needs to always be in tune with HR. And, you know, there's a lot of things that a manager can do with those kind of things. But you definitely want to run things through HR. You also want to, you know, it seems like people should be aware of, you know, how they should act with one another, what's appropriate, what's healthy. But people need to be reminded of that sometimes in the workplace. And, you know, we talked a few weeks ago about perspective and how, you know, I have one perspective, you have another perspective sometimes. And we have to be able to understand and know where each one is coming from. And that's sometimes what it is in the workplace, is that, you know, I might think it's joking around, or I might think it's flirting, or I might think I have one opinion of something, but someone else has another opinion. And so, you know, that's why a lot of workplaces, they do have these meetings that sometimes people think are just boring, or why are we having these again? But it's really for protection of everybody. It's really to help everybody be on the same page, so that you don't have these major issues, and so that you're able to get along and able to have a healthy workplace.
And we saw it again, and again, it's a sports example, because unfortunately they get the prominence. Yesterday, Jameis Winston goes into a public school, going to do something great, and with a history of difficulties in terms of his past while he was in college, he makes a statement about girls and being silent, and kaboom, he's right back in the forefront. This is why communication is so important, and you've talked about making those connections. It becomes very important, because managers, when they do not make those connections, when those efforts are not clearly made to communicate what the HR policies are, or even to reinforce with something other than, now remember, you know, as though you're talking to elementary school students, these things, if it isn't done and there isn't a clear record of these things being done in a way that communicates to everybody, this is the way it needs to be, unequivocally, companies are really leaving themselves vulnerable more and more here in the 21st century than ever before. Fair also to say, Jamie Beckler?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's a legit point you bring up. And businesses have to protect themselves, and businesses need to be very clear. Companies need to be very clear about what their expectations are, what their standards are, and what's acceptable. And, you know, we do, there's a fine line sometimes between what's acceptable and trying to have a culture or an atmosphere where people are laid back, or people are comfortable with one another. But part of being comfortable with one another is knowing where your boundaries are.
I'm glad you used that word, Jamie. Forgive me for interrupting. And again, at Coach Beckler on Twitter, you need to follow him. CoachBeckler.com for those 3 free ebooks. Jamie, setting the boundaries. This is something that has to be modeled as well by management. This can't be the equivalent of do as I say, not as I do, wink, wink, if you understand how I mean
absolutely.
That. Because you've been in this culture in education, and you've seen it both from men's perspective, women's perspective, the K-12 secondary school perspective. As you look at this and you see what has and hasn't happened, what were some of the things you used to communicate, whether it was to your coaches, whether it was to your athletes, in terms of how they needed to conduct themselves? Because many times they're viewed as the role models within the academic institutions.
Yeah, and you know what we would do a lot of times is we would provide examples to them. I did this on a regular basis with both our student athletes and our staff when I was an athletic director and even as a coach with my assistant coaches. But you provide examples of other places that did it wrong, other places that they would be aware of. So, like, for instance, if there's a school in your conference or a business in your area that got in trouble for something that's possibly something you could have done, or, you know, not really a crazy type thing, you provide that example to them to show them, you know, see, this can happen to anybody. This is something that we need to be aware of. This is how they handled it. This is mistakes that they made that we can correct ahead of time. We can be proactive. You know, and that goes for a lot of things, whether it was locker room supervision or hazing or, you know, just inappropriate comments to coworkers that people might think are not inappropriate, because back in the day, or back when I was a student, or back when I was a, you know, back in the 70s or the 80s or 90s, you know, that was
careful, acceptable. Jamie Beckler, careful. You're meddling now.
You know, way, way back in the dark ages. No, but you absolutely, you try to present them with some examples so that they can learn from those kind of things. And I think more people need to do that just in general. We need to learn from other people's mistakes instead of creating and making our own mistakes and learning from those. But you're right on your very first, you know, premise is that the leader has to model. You know, if your leader is not doing that, if the manager at your company or your organization is not setting the tone for that culture, then your culture is not as strong as it needs to be.
And finally, Jamie Beckler, at Coach Beckler on Twitter. Highly recommend you follow him. CoachBeckler.com. Get those three free ebooks. There's progressive discipline and documentation, which not only instructs the employee, but also protects the company by showing a significant ongoing commitment to a safe work environment.
Yeah, and there's going to be HR standards that you should be aware of, you know, what you need to do, what process you need to follow, whether you're an employee or a manager. And once again, these things aren't set in place necessarily to make things bad or tough or a bad work environment. They're actually set in place, you know, just like a speed limit law or anything else like that. They're set into place to have a healthy environment, to have a culture that's you know, conducive for everybody to get your work done and to have a healthy workplace. And so, yeah, you want to be aware of those things, follow the protocols, the procedures, and, you know, hopefully everyone can work and live, you know, together in a comfortable situation.
Well, again, Coach Jamie Beckler, we appreciate you joining us every Friday morning, 6:45, Beckler on Business, at Coach Beckler on Twitter, CoachBeckler.com. And I know you got up well before the crack of dawn because you're on the West Coast right now, Jamie, so we'll let you go back and commune with your mattress a little while.
Well, that's okay. Glad to be with you, Alex.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.